CFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
I don't
things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you. You'd stay if I could reach the stars. I'd give them all to you. Then you love me like you used to do. If I could turn back time, my world was shattered, I was torn apart. Like someone took a knife and drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling. Tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind. And darling, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you love. If I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
Well, as recently as December, Cher was quoted as saying that she has no interest in being nominated or inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Then her nomination came out, and it's like, oh, okay, I'll take it. And then she was chosen for induction, and she's probably going to say, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making. Got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Looks good. Yeah. That kind of loving turns a man. Sends a man right to his grave. I'll go.
talking like it's tough and try to tell me that it's time to go.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
I'm not afraid to die.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lake Wissota. This is 105.7 CFW.
Sometimes there's nothing like the original, but there's been a million different cover versions. Well, let's say half a million cover versions of Come On Eileen. Definitely my favorite from the 90s was the Save Ferris version, which achieved a pretty impressive critical acclaim. I mean, it was everywhere at the time. I think it became more popular than the original for a little while. Jay in the Afternoon, 105.7 CFW here, the 3 o'clock hour, taking you through on a Tuesday. Anybody already completely focused on the weekend? Me too. Friday can't come quick enough. Madonna now on CFW.
One day.
for keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Try, keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far.
Hey, so in the past couple of weeks, there's been talk about maybe some CEOs backing a four-day work week. I think that would be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, including our very own CEO. I wonder if he's listening. I could get behind the four-day work week. So Mondays off would be pretty cool. What would you rather, take Monday off or Friday off? Well, according to an astrology writer for the New York Post, Tuesday is the best day of the week to be productive. So maybe if you took Monday off, then you can, you know, hit the ground running on Tuesday and be productive, and then by Friday be completely wore out. We'll give it a try.
Finishing the workday with Jay Roberts. In the Valley's fun music.
See you tomorrow.
105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
We are going to get to forecast details coming up shortly at 105.7 CFW. Thanks for the message on the Civic Media app. If you have the Civic Media app, you can find our station and send us a text. Utilize that text feature in the app. Here's your Tracy Chapman.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number. Times you can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me. Give me one reason to stay, and I'll turn right back.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
The ability to read is one of the most important tools needed to succeed in today's world. Reading and writing are basic necessities in life. But for children living with dyslexia, it's often frustrating and seemingly impossible. There is hope, and it comes from you. Can you help struggling readers after school? The Upper Wisconsin Children's Dyslexia Center needs your help now. Call 715-598-4986 to become a tutor. That's 715-598-4986.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office has removed a car that had been sitting in Lake Holcomb for over 20 years. According to a Facebook post, the car was reported stolen in 1999, and officers were finally able to pull it out of the water on Monday. The Sheriff's Office also received assistance from the Chippewa Fire District Dive Team, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Hotshot Towing to drag the waterlogged car out of the water. Officials say there is no active investigation involving the theft. Former Rusk County Board Supervisor Cliff Taylor has announced his candidacy for the newly drawn 68th Assembly District. In a press release, the 61-year-old Ladysmith businessman and Navy veteran referred to himself as a constitutional conservative, saying he intends on being a voice for the unborn, defending the right to bear arms, reforming the education system, and overhauling the electoral process. The 68th District mostly covers Rusk and Price counties, as well as portions of Chippewa and Taylor counties. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
A high-pressure system is built in, allowing our skies to be bright and beautiful today, with seasonal high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. A few more fronts swing through the state overnight, firing up showers and even some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
CFW. We'll be right back.
A lot of people talk about the concerns they have with privacy when on the internet, visiting websites and stuff like that. We know cookies are real, not just the ones that I love to eat, but the ones that track our every single move. Case in point, I was on a website looking at area rugs this morning. How exciting is that? That's when you know you're adulting, when you're looking at area rugs. Looking at a couple different websites, looked at some, went to other sites, shut the windows down. Ended up getting emails from both websites saying, "Hey, Jay, what do you think of this area rug?" Pretty soon my Facebook is going to start showing me ads for area rugs. Then I'm going to get home and Alexa's going to tell me all about the best deals on rugs. I can see it.
Seven CFW.